broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We are examining all the implications of the legislation on the House floor today and are deeply concerned with the intent and impact it will have.
In all honesty,
we went through about a month to a month and a half supply in 2 days.
I swear to going through their whole family, is just checking on everybody from the
burn in hell.
Calling me a wide hunk.
Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here, man, we go places, other talk shows, man, they wouldn't dare. And if they knew half the story, they wouldn't dare. But anyway, good to be with you. And if you check us out at philhenryshow.com, you get live streaming HD video of the show right now, such as it is. What a night. All right, we're going to get on Don Mixa here in just a moment, and Don's going to be talking with us about the potential involvement of the United States in a no-fly zone over Libya. But first, philhenryshow.com is the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show. If you go over there, you get a backstage pass. That is your subscription to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of the greatest radio show in the history of the world. I know I'm talking about our radio show, but I mean, would I lie? I mean, it is. And if you go over there with a backstage pass, you not only get all of that great archived audio, you get a podcast every day of this show that you can sign up for through our website. It's on iTunes. You can also listen to our classic podcasts, which are free. You can take part in our news feed, take a look at what we have to offer each and every day, and make comments on it. Although we've moved the comments section to page two. That's to keep some of the douchebags at bay.
Yeah, I understand.
And a lot of things going on. So check us out over there. Plus, unlimited email response from me, your good buddy Phil. Check us out and our on-demand video of the show, five-day video archive. A lot of stuff on demand at philhenryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. Don Mixa is going to join us from the University of Washington in Seattle. And Don, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing a little bit better than you, Phil. I'm sorry to hear you had a tough guest that first hour, but, you know.
Well, you're a teacher. I mean, you have students.
Oh, yeah.
And have you ever had any of them, have you ever remarked to any of them about anything they've done on YouTube or?
Oh, we have students that are outspoken, and, of course, they're young people are going to say what they want to say, so I think you have to be prepared for a lot of that, but fortunately for us, we're in the state of Washington, and we like to think that we've got a little bit more of a grip on things than that young lady did anyway.
All right. President Obama has made some very forceful statements concerning Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. He has stated that the ceasefire must be observed. He has stated that the United States, as well as other countries, NATO, UN troops, are going to take a very, very serious view, a very dim view of any attack by Gaddafi on civilians. He said basically he'll be facing military action. And you said in an article in the Seattle Times today, you said that this is a time to drop all of this opposition to President Obama, drop all of this opposition to the union fight, drop all of this opposition to all of these fights, and let's get in behind President Obama here and his stand on Libya. And I say to you, Don, and you probably could guess, it would have been nice had President Bush had the same kind of support.
Well, I mentioned to you before the program, Phil, I'm not even going to go there with you. I don't think this is the time or the place to start talking about President Bush. This is not, I don't think it is, I don't think that it is a ethical for us at this time for our country to be engaged in a personality contest between President Obama and President Bush. I'm saying that President Obama deserves our support right now, and the people that have attempted to make his life as difficult as possible, these individuals who have been campaigning anywhere from, against health care to the budget to funding for NPR to the union fight there in Wisconsin. I think the time has come for us to join together as a country because we're facing down possibly a dictator in Libya.
And no, he's a dictator. There's no possible dictator.
No, but what I mean is we're facing down down, we're possibly facing down a dictator in Libya if he does not comply with a ceasefire. So I don't think that we have time to get into any personality debates, even though you have your marching there. I heard your marching sound effects. So your listeners, I mean, this is a pretty typical conservative thing to do. It's sort of a right-wing thing to do.
Let's not get down to, oh, I'm a typical conservative, typical right-winger, and I got some marching. The marching signifies a movement of what we consider to be right-thinking people into the future. You could call that right as in right-wing or right as in correct. But the point I'm making here, and I don't know why you don't want to address it, is you want everyone to rally behind President Obama at this particular time, with us facing the possibility, in concert with a lot of other countries, military action against Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. Why not President Bush at a time when he could have used that support?
I think I've already made it clear to you, Phil. I'm not at all interested in discussing, when you say President Bush, you're trying to get this to, you want to redeem the President, President Bush's reputation. Or otherwise, you want to make President Bush the focus.
No, I'm just asking you, if President Bush were given the same consideration, let's stop all of this stuff and let's give President Bush consideration and support for the war in Iraq.
I'm not going to. I came on your program with the agreement we talk about President Obama.
Understood, yes. But I'm just, you certainly recognize the fact that there are comparisons to be made historically.
I don't see the comparisons to be made historically. I don't know what it is you are getting at.
What I'm getting at is, I didn't know that I was being so difficult to understand. What I'm getting at here is the fact that President Obama, you're asking for him to be supported by the American people, correct?
I'm asking for President Obama to get the same support that any president gets when this country is about ready to either go to war or is ready.
What do you mean any president? I just brought up President Bush. Do you think he got lots of support before we went to war against Iraq?
I am not going to continually say to you.
Well, let me answer that for you. I think he got a fair amount of support, even though, at the beginning of that war, there was an anti-war movement. At the beginning of that war, there were people who didn't want us to go to war. At the beginning of that war, there were people who were questioning his motives. And then it got worse and worse and worse and worse as the troops that had gone into Iraq were not able to locate weapons of mass destruction. So I don't think he got a pass. Why is it that President Obama is supposed to get a pass?
Right now, President Obama is facing, along with the countries of NATO, he is facing a long-time, 40-year standing dictator in Muammar Gaddafi, and he has to, in concert with the United Nations and in concert with the other countries that we're talking about, he's going to need to have a concerted effort, a focused effort. You know, I will tell you something, Phil. You've taken my mind completely off of what it was I wanted to say by constantly introducing Bush's name into this.
You know, I don't know why you don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about who?
About George Bush. About the fact that the thing you want...
Because I don't want to talk because it's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
And you don't think that Bush has anything to do with you talking about Obama getting the support of the American people and the American Congress? And you just... Let's talk about something here. You just mentioned to me that President Obama should get a more support, or at least should be allowed less pressure on the union fight in Wisconsin. What's that got to do with him?
The union fight in Wisconsin has everything to do with President Obama, because President Obama is a supporter of public unions and he doesn't want to bust those. And I think that if we support the union in Wisconsin, we support President Obama. But whether or not you do or you don't, the fact is that we have a moral obligation right now to give the president our support if he needs to have a health care plan, even though that's been passed. But if he needs to have the NPR situation revolved, or the health care plan, or some of these other things, the immigration, we need to give the president. I think we got to give him the benefit of the doubt, because right now we're having a country like Libya attacking its own people, and we've got to come together on that, is what I'm saying.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Don Mixa joining us here, professor of engineering at the University of Washington in Seattle, as we talk about President Barack Obama and President Obama joining with other countries. Where are you, outside or something?
Actually, I'm standing out in the open area here. It's an area we're having coffee, which is near one of the main boulevards.
All right, well, maybe we can get you inside or something, because that's the most distracting noise I've ever heard in my life.
Apologies.
That's okay. We're talking with Don Mix. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is take a break right now and be back. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. President Obama and the Libya action, and just exactly how much support we're supposed to give him as the country possibly heads toward a military intervention in concert with other nations. Don thinks, let's give it our all. And I'm simply asking him, why did we not pledge the same thing for President Bush? At a moment when the country really, when he could have really used the support, my God, we were ready to call him Hitler and everything else. 877-876-PHIL here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots, The Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Don Mixa from the University of Washington as we talk about President Obama joining the United States military in an effort with other countries to first stop a no-fly zone, or to impose a no-fly zone in Libya. And then perhaps if the ceasefire is not observed, and I believe the last thing I read or heard was that it was being observed by Gaddafi's forces, then there is further military action that is taken. And Don Mixa joining us here from Washington. You believe the president is entitled to our support? I don't think you just blindly support any president.
Well, then why are you talking about Bush?
Well, I agreed with Bush. And if you're saying that we should support presidents, then I'm asking why we didn't support Bush.
We, you know, if you want to keep haranguing this, you want to keep beating this into the ground, and you want to keep making a point of that, that we did support George Bush.
We supported George Bush, huh? We with Hitler posters, we supported George Bush. With anti-war protests, we supported George Bush.
I don't know what you're talking about with the Hitler. I've never been able to figure that one out.
I remember seeing them, and you can go online and Google it, and you can see pictures of Bush as Hitler. And there was every... You know who Cindy Sheehan is, right?
Yeah, I know who Cindy Sheehan is. I think... in fact, I know Cindy Sheehan. I think she was a thoughtful person. I think she was giving us food for thought.
Giving us food for thought? She basically called the guy a murderer. She basically said that Bush murdered her son.
I don't recall any of that, Phil. I'm saying to you that I recall a country that gave George Bush a great deal of support.
What about you, Don? I know you marched against the war in Washington.
I was with students who were taking part in a civics, essentially a civics project, and we marched there and in San Francisco, but it was good fun.
Are you telling me you supported the war in Iraq?
I supported the war in Iraq as far as you can support these things. I'm going to support President Obama. What I'm saying is...
As far as you can support these things, I don't know what that means. You know, what I'm hearing here is a lot of equivocation.
Well, that's the same thing as calling me a liar, and I don't like that at all. And
I'm not calling you... No, that is not the same thing. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying that you're using some pretty interesting logic and rationalization here, Don, going from George Bush's Hitler to all of a sudden we got to support President Obama.
I think it is within the American people's duty as citizens to support a president, the commander-in-chief, when he takes our young men and our young women and commits them to a military action. And, yes, I think it is up to us to stand behind that president. And
even though, as I said, we didn't do it for George Bush, but you're saying we did.
I think I did. I think a lot of people did, yeah.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to... this is John in Hayward. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I remember people like this gentleman back in the late 60s, early 70s, the SDS, where they would harangue against anybody like the conservatives, but go for the liberals. I'm going to talk about the president.
I don't know. What do you mean, the SDS?
Okay, just be quiet and listen to me, please. When I finish talking, that'll be your turn.
It's like me calling you an ape. Why would I call you an ape? I wouldn't want to call you that. You just called me a name.
No, he didn't. He said that you were similar
you, sir.
To the SDS.
Now listen and be quiet. Let me finish my top sentence. I didn't interrupt you. Now don't interrupt me, sir.
But you came on and called me an ape.
No, he did not. He called you he reminded you of the SDS.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's his opinion. Go ahead, sir.
All right. The American, the United States of America has never been a hold-back country. The entire world looks to the United States in any major situation to see what the United States will do. Now, when the president came out and said that Muammar Gaddafi should leave office and did absolutely nothing, then we fell back. We are leaders. We are not followers. So for the president has shown absolutely no leadership on this, and we have no reason to believe him.
Mr. Mixa, you are making noises into the phone.
Well, I just think it's very unfair that he gets to call me a name.
Will you please let the guy talk? I can't hear what he's saying while you're exhaling and going, oh, God, and behaving, to be honest with you, like a teenager.
Well, let me tell you something.
I think
both of you guys are acting like jerks. The guy whose show this is, it seems like you bring on idiots like this guy and the guy before you, and all you do is argue back and forth. This is ridiculous.
Of course. Well, that's what you do. You argue.
No, but
to make these points
sensibly. You don't bring on people who have basically no credibility. This man has no credibility.
Well, the last gentleman that we had on was a Chinese guy.
Him didn't have any either.
Well, he was talking about Chinese restaurants.
Right, but
I agree with the man. I heard the interviewer, and it was ridiculous.
I'm talking to this guy right now. So he was talking about Chinese restaurants.
The gentleman from Washington should go back to high school and learn civics and U.S. history. He obviously has chosen not to look at U.S. history.
Well, how do you like this guy, Phil? I guess he's not a conservative.
I don't care what he is. He's got it all wrong. I bring people on here to point out how ridiculous they are. If you think this world is full of bright people, sir, let me tell you what. You know, most of the people that we're hearing from that are controlling policy and that are controlling our country have the brain power of that Chinese guy we had and this guy.
I'll agree with you. I agree with you 100%
okay,
on that.
Okay, then we might as well have to deal with them, you know.
You just slammed me. You compare me to that idiot.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
We should vote all of them out.
I think what this guy in Hayward is saying is he's saying that I'm an idiot, and that's all he's saying. He didn't bring out any other points.
Oh, yes, I did.
You know something?
You just chose not to listen to them.
Because I felt that I was being treated unfairly.
Yeah, I got that already. I got that. John, thank you for your call. Well, go ahead. Finish your point.
Okay. My point was that the president took no leadership in this at the beginning, and that we should have no reason to follow him now because he's not a leader. Let's go with Hillary Clinton. She's led on this, not him.
All right, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. What about that? What about Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State? She's done a great job.
Well, I think it's easy to say that Hillary Clinton this and Hillary Clinton that. I think Obama is the one that has directed policy here. I think Obama is the one that has directed this and steered this ship into the very safe and secure harbor of American strength. And that last caller, Mr. Hendry, you heard what he said. He said that you were an idiot. You know that?
No, I know. I know what he said. He didn't understand. He doesn't understand my point of view. Okay, listen. This radio show engages people on all levels, And that Chinese guy, I don't care who, anybody that is making noise that sounds like Swahili, if you'll pardon the expression.
How about Chinese?
All right. Then we take them on. Now you, with this attitude that let's get behind, you heard what that man said. Obama is not even someone people want to follow.
Well, they better start following because he's the commander-in-chief. See, that to me was treasonous, what that man said. Treason. And there's a book out called None Dare Call It Treason. Now, I know it's a book it's a ridiculous book.
It sure is.
But I like the title. I like the title, None Dare Call It Treason. When that guy came on and said, you know, that Obama, no one can, well, I forget.
Yeah, that's great, man. You know, all right, we'll be back. 877-876. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, with Don Mixa, Obama, Commander-in-Chief, and a possible action in Libya. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington as we talk about the possibility of the United States joining with NATO and UN and other forces in imposing a no-fly zone first in Libya, and then possibly, if the ceasefire is not observed, possibly committing some kind of military resource there in consort with these other countries. If you're looking at our video cast right now, our Phil TV in HD video stream, you're looking at not only myself, but a CNN feed, which is showing at present pictures from Japan, but they were and will continue, I'm sure, to have some images from Libya. Don, you know, you and I are going around and around and around here, and I understand, you know, on the one hand, you know, you want to have support for President Obama if our military goes to war. I want to do that. I want to support our military. I would never have our military go anywhere and not be in support of it unless I thought it was just absolutely the most ridiculous, asinine thing in the world, and I ain't seen that lately, not since Vietnam, okay?
Well, I beg to differ. I mean, the adventure in Iraq...
All right, well, there you go. You're talking about let's support Obama, support Obama, support Obama, but you didn't want to give any support to Bush.
I told you, that's got nothing to do with anything. If I have to talk about Bush, and I see what it is you're trying to do, you're trying to get me to say that I was wrong, and I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to do it. And I really resent the fact...
So in other words, you see the logic in what I'm saying here. All right, fine. 877-876-PHIL.
No, I don't see the logic in what you're saying. I'm saying, look, at President Obama is trying to get a health care going. He's trying to get budget.
Yeah, I know. He wants the budget. He wants the NPR thing in Wisconsin, which has nothing to do with him. And we need to support him on all that stuff. And boy, if we just given Bush support, the same way you want Obama to have support...
I did support Bush. You wanted to believe that I didn't support Bush. I didn't support Bush in a lot of things, and maybe I didn't support it. But here's the thing. I don't want to talk about Bush right now. You keep bringing it back to Bush.
Right, and I will. 877-876-7445. Let's go to David on the Phil Hendry Show in Bakersfield. Go ahead, please.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I would just like to say that no, we do not need to support Obama and drop all opposition towards him in support of air drone strikes in Libya when France and the UN have already declared that they would take care of it. I think that we need to bow out of this one like France had bowed out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And no, we shouldn't drop opposition to Obama. Absolutely not. If we disagree with him going in, then we have the right to disagree. We have the right to protest, and that's the great thing about this country. And, I doubt we're going to get shot up for protesting against it, like those poor people in Libya.
Were you protesting against Bush?
Yeah, actually, I didn't agree with the Iraq war. And, I mean, I didn't think that we should go in there. But I support the military. You know, if we're going to send them in there, then I'll support them.
Well,
but
we're
not going to.
What do you mean you support the military, but you didn't agree with Bush? What's that mean?
This is
Obama. This is a liberal. You're a liberal, right?
It's
Obama's a liberal president, and you need to support Obama because he's a liberal president.
That boosted more troops in Afghanistan. Nobel Peace Prize winner boosted more troops in Afghanistan.
You don't support anybody, do you? You don't like anybody, do you?
I don't like what?
You want to be against everybody. You don't like anybody.
I'm sorry, you're mumbling in the background.
All right, okay, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, right. I mean, I think it's my fault. I'm not going to the right side of this. Here is Stephen in San Francisco. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Stephen.
Yeah, good evening. It's not unusual. It's not unusual the liberals just keep talking in circles, and you know, it gets very difficult to kind of nail them down on any issue to stick with it. But I guess two things. One is, I'm curious if the professor is suggesting that we have a moral obligation to support Obama, which we absolutely do not have a moral obligation.
He's the president of the United States.
We have political. Hang on a second. Hang with me a minute.
We have a moral obligation to support our country, don't we?
Absolutely. Here's my point, Professor. I think you need to speak.
Well, you heard what
for yourself.
What I was talking about. You said the thing.
Would you let the man finish?
I'm trying to make the point that if he heard what I was saying, then he'd have heard me say that morally, we have to support this country in everything that we do.
But not Bush. You didn't want to support Bush.
I'm not talking about that.
Right. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hang on a minute. So for the professor, if you have a point of view, you'd like to suggest that you have a moral obligation to support Obama, that's one point of view. But to suggest that we as Americans and conservatives have a moral obligation to support Obama, you're mistaken. And I think the second thing is I'd like to go back to what you said here, that you were distracted from making a point and what you agreed to come on to the show to talk about. I'd really like to hear your point of view, because I think any way you position it, two things. One is, I think it should be fact-based, if you can stick with the facts and talk through those facts. And secondly, I think there's an opportunity there for us to get to the same endpoint that the host is trying to have a discussion
with. I think that I was distracted by the host's Mr. Henry was purposefully trying to confuse me. First, he says we don't have a moral obligation, and we do. And
no, I didn't say anything of the sort.
But excuse me, Mr. Henry. He said that why didn't I support Bush, but now I'm supporting Obama. And
you refused to answer the question.
I did not refuse to answer the question.
You did. You said I don't want to talk about it. This and that. Now look, if Obama is going to commit our troops to some military action in Libya as a result of the United Nations or NATO agreement, then I'm there. But I'm there because I agree with him, not necessarily because he's the president. And you're saying because he's the president, we have to give them all of our support.
Well, now I've heard it all. You two guys would leave our troops twisting in the breeze because you got a problem with Obama.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
We didn't say that at all.
Well, that's exactly what you said. That's exactly what this guy just said.
My name is Mr. Phil Hendry, okay?
All right, fine, Phil. But you said to me, we do not have a, you know, if you disagree with Obama. And
look, when I was a kid, I disagreed with the Vietnam War. I still do, as a matter of fact. But that doesn't necessarily mean I disrespected or hated the president, President Nixon or President Johnson, especially as I've gotten older.
Oh, get out of here. Nixon, you hated his guts, and you know.
What do you mean I hated his guts?
Everybody in your generation hated his guts.
Stephen, you had a point you wanted to make?
Well, I just think this is amazing.
Wow.
You'll go from one point and one topic, and you'll make this broad, you'll cast a broad net and a statement to something that Phil has said, which is absolutely not the case. What I'd like to hear is what you agreed to come on and talk about. What is your point?
I agreed to come on and say that we need to stand behind President Obama as he's possibly going to commit some ground troops to Libya. Maybe not, but he may. And if he does, then we have to get behind him 8,000,000%. And I'll quote the Apocalypse Now, the movie. And I guess this will make Mr. Hendry sick, and yet, you know, as a conservative, I say we kill them pig after pig, cow after cow.
So you're suggesting a bipartisan
That's fine.
Approach. Bipartisan
a
support.
A bipartisan approach, kill them pig after pig, cow after cow.
He's quoting Apocalypse Now. He's quoting Colonel Kurtz. Listen, Stephen, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. How appropriate for you to quote Colonel Kurtz, who was mentally gone. He was deranged.
And then that's what you're saying about me.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, that's...
What?
Well, that's how you sound when you quote Colonel Kurtz, pig after pig, cow after cow, Libya?
Yes, Phil, seriously, you almost started sounding like a woman there.
Libya?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Fine, maybe that's what it did, but pig after pig, cow after cow, so get in there and slaughter them all, right?
If that... that's what our commander-in-chief wants.
Well, our commander-in-chief at one time was a guy by the name of George Bush, and he had to fight every kind of battle, tooth and nail, to get funding, to get the Congress to recognize the effects of the positive effects of the surge. It was General Petraeus who was called a liar. I mean, Bush is a war criminal. You know, this is amazing to me, man. Here is Adrian in Hawaii on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hello.
Yes,
sir. My main point I'd like to make is that, you know, I don't think the United States has the extra money right now to be jumping into any military invasions. I'm really upset about hearing about the U.S. being involved with the U.N., about possibly going in early to Libya. You know, we're still deeply involved with Iraq and Afghanistan. Our country is in economic turmoil, as much as the media propaganda machine would like to say that we're rebounding.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, huh?
It's for having severe budget cuts. I mean, here in Hawaii,
unemployment's gone down. Unemployment's gone down, and we've had...
in a few states, but I believe it's still soaring up there close to 10%.
No, it's down below 9. It's below 9.
Billions of dollars that the Federal Reserve is printing out all this money. But, you know, we're on the edge of the dollar perhaps losing the world currency and not being the oil reserve.
They said that 10 years ago that the euro was going to take over, and it didn't. People always want to panic, you know.
We're doing fine. Any military front where it's going to cost millions, perhaps billions more.
Okay, will you listen to the gentleman? We're doing fine. I'm listening to you here, Don. We're doing fine, and the euro.
It's true. I mean, the euro, they thought the euro was going to take over, and everybody was running around wetting their pants about that. Didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah, now there's talk about a few different currencies. A few different countries have been having meetings, talking together about how they can make some kind of new currency reserve and get the dollar out of the situation.
Stab us in the back. Sure, stab us in the back. That's what they're always talking about. They're always going to talk about stabbing us in the back, and we have to be ready.
Boy, you know something? For a liberal who was opposed to George Bush's quote-unquote adventures, man, you are all about stab us in the back, and we got to be ready.
What's wrong with... I don't understand your point of view, Phil. President Obama sees that Gaddafi's got to be taken out, and he's got to be taken out now. And
President Obama, you're talking about Obama like he's Bush. All of a sudden, it was back with Bush, it was Saddam Hussein, now it's Gaddafi. And they're gonna stab us in the back, man. I'll tell you, the hypocrisy. God,
don't get your undies in a bunch.
My underwear isn't in a bunch, man. Okay, my underwear is doing fine. Listen, now, Adrian, I got to take a break. I appreciate your call very much. Our number is 877-876 Phil. What do you mean? Don't get my undies in a bunch?
You're sitting there. You're getting a little bit hysterical over the historical imperative, or the inevitability, I should say, that it's going to be from time to time. Countries of the world are going to be looking at America like they want to stick it in us, break it off, you know, first turn it, then break it off, and stand and take one step back and laugh. And that's what they're doing now, and they're always going to do that. They'll never beat us. They'll never beat us. We're the United States of America. Who in their right mind thinks they're going to take us down?
You know, Don, that all sounds well and good, man, but it takes more than bravado and big talk. And meanwhile... like the gentleman said from San Francisco, I don't know what in the hell it is you're talking about. If you want me to support President Obama with some kind of effort militarily in Libya, I agree more with the last gentleman. I think we have resources limited enough to support NATO, and I'm happy to do that, and support the UN. I'm happy to do that. I do not believe that we are in any lead capacity here. And besides, like one other caller made the point, it was it's France and England.
You know, you've got other callers making the point for you. I guess you don't have to do the show, huh? I mean, you've been bringing up...
They've been bringing up some good points. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you've got other people. They might as well host the show for you. One caller said this, another caller said that. And hell, I'm Phil Hendry. I haven't said what...
I'm getting really, really uptight with that cat.
Take it easy, man. You only got one more segment.
877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be back here with Don Mixa talking about the possibility of a United Nations effort or a NATO effort in Libya that may be involving the United States. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. God, man.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, that guy's really making me mad.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don Mixer from the University of Washington with us. You know, during the break, Don, I said to my producer, Jason Rantz, I said, you know, you are tonight extremely insulting and vituperative and obstructive, and I don't know what the situation is.
And I also heard you say to him that you thought I'd had a few drinks, which I thought was insulting.
Well, I've talked to you many times, and you sound to me like a guy that doesn't want to stick to the point. You're evading. I think you got yourself in too deep with this argument.
I'm not in too deep with anything. I'm not in too deep with anything. I don't understand why you can't, why it doesn't seem to add up to you that as an American citizen, of course I would support the commander-in-chief in his efforts. And
you don't see, for instance, the logic in what some people have said. Do we have the money to be involved in a full-scale, a new full-scale military adventure? I mean, how far do you want to go with this? Why is Obama the one that's taking the lead in this? You don't see any sense in any of that, huh?
I thought people wanted the United States to take a lead in the world.
No, you guys, the progressives did. Okay, I didn't think that our country was doing poorly at all. I don't give a damn personally what the world thinks of us. It just isn't my thing. Here is Justin in Roanoke, Virginia. Hold on for a second, Justin. I want to flip phones here. Justin, okay, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa. Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, guys. How are y'all doing tonight?
How you doing? Good.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the fact of backing up our president and our current situation that we're in. I'm a conservative. I've only been a conservative for a few years now. I was kind of a liberal, but then I started to get my facts a little straight. But then, of course, everybody's opinion is to their beliefs and the facts that they follow. But I just wanted to comment that I don't really support what he's doing as far as the health care bill or certain other aspects of his presidency. Excuse me. And just because that I don't support some of the things that he has chosen to do does not mean I just respect the president at all. It means I definitely, you know, he's a man of power. He's a man in charge of our country. I respect him.
Your actions do not. Your actions do not say that. Your actions are saying, "Well, I support him," but in point of fact, I don't. You know, and this is what I mean, Phil and Justin. If you're going to support the president, you have to support him. You know,
right. Well,
I don't understand why.
I just want to make a quick analogy. I mean, sometimes my friends do things, and you know, right. I don't agree with what they do, but they're still my friends. You know, I don't hate them at all. And sometimes we just have to agree to disagree on certain issues. But when these certain things affect the nation and certain people, you know, it kind of gets a little bit hairy and sticky. So I mean, I know they're sensitive subjects.
That's right. I mean, you've got to support the president. And
right.
If you
Well, wait a minute. He's saying that in some things he supports the president, some things he doesn't.
Well, I think the gentleman is capable of speaking for himself. What exactly do you support, Justin?
Well,
you say you support the president, but so far you haven't told me anything you support about him. You just support him? That's like saying, I support you, but I can't give you this canteen of water even though you're dying of thirst. But I do support you.
What? Phil. What you're saying is you're saying you support the president in some of his issues and not others. Would that be a fair way of saying it?
Well, of course. I mean, he's working his best to help out the deficit issue. I mean, I know we've gone from 9% with job rates lost. I think he's got 0.1% back on track. So I mean, that's a little bit of progress. It might not be much, but it shows that he is doing something in his, you know, in his candidacy supporting the nation and providing jobs. So that's a good thing.
You would support him to invade Libya. You want to invade Libya, right?
He's
saying that he thinks that Bush, that Obama.
Don't let the guy talk for himself, Phil. You've been butting in.
Excuse me? I'm
butting in. you can talk
Can you please repeat the question? It's really hard to distinguish
Obama,
your voice,
you support
sir.
Bush and the Obama, don't you?
Excuse me?
You support Bush.
Look, I never supported Bush. I voted for him. I felt dumb for voting for him because of his candidacy. He did a lot of things that...
No, you should have voted. That was a way smarter vote to cast than one for Obama.
I mean, look, I was picking between Bush. Can I please finish? Can you please be polite and not interrupt me?
Between the two guys, man, I'm telling you, a vote for Bush was way smarter than a vote for Obama. I think we've all figured that one out.
Well, of course. I understand that,
did you want to make? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Justin. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that, Bush messed up a lot. I really believe that Obama
was
the continuation of what Bush kind of messed up.
No, I think Bush was way better than Obama. Bush at least knew exactly where he was going. With all due respect, President Obama, he's just trying to not be Bush.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's dumb.